This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the
Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist, author, Minds of Mass Killers, and Hidden Killers contributor joining us. And by the way, if you want to check out her book, we got a link up to it right there on the front page of the website, including pictures of all of us. If you're curious, who are these people? Go to truecrimetodaypod.com, truecrimetodaypod.com, and you can find all of our information up there, all of our stories, all of that there for you, and including links to Siobhan's book, The Mind of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence. Very fascinating with what we talk about here every single day on this program. We're talking about Lori Vallow Daybell, picking up our conversation from yesterday. Should society focus more on prevention or early intervention in cases like this? Obviously, Lori, we look at it and go, this is pretty extreme. And in ways it is. Not everybody goes and moves across the country to start a cult with somebody. But there's plenty of people who do horrible things to their family and their friends and their children on smaller scales, just within the confines of their own home or their own communities, because they are not thinking right. Is there a way to get in front of something like this? Because it has been such a bizarre story. It involves things that people get very touchy with, like religion, where don't question that until it sometimes is far too late.
Yeah, and that's certainly what I would like to see. Above all, my heart's desire is to see us do a better job with prevention. And when I worked in community mental health, I often worked in the crisis clinic, and people would come in with these kind of delusional disorders, but they were brought by their family. And in this case, we know from things that other relatives have discussed, her family did not confront the crazy belief when she became more and more extreme. In fact, they went along with it. She was volunteering in the Mormon temple and spending all these hours on religious activities. And even though the family said, well, she's getting a little bit extreme with this, but she's not harming anybody, we see where it ended up. She did harm people. And so, yes, I think we need to catch this stuff early and at least try and present alternate points of view to the delusional person. And if possible, try and get some kind of mental health intervention.
But how do you do that when you're someone like her brother, like Adam, who I've talked to on the show? He was the one who is a DJ still to this day. They had a close relationship. They were talking, and then Chad came along, and then it all ceased when he started pointing out, this is a bit much, Lori, coming at it not like, you're utterly crazy, this is horrible, but just, hey, let's inch your way in here. People like that, quite often, they just shut down and they stop communicating with anyone. Relationship be damned. If you are putting into question accountability of their actions, how do you do that as a family member if you're being pushed away, yet you have really no proof of them doing anything illegal?
It's a really tough position. I really have felt sympathy for Adam when I've heard interviews with him. And I think the other thing that was so tragic about that is that Adam was rejected by so many of the other family members because he took a stand saying there's something off here.
Yeah.
And so if the family had held together and everybody in unison had said, no, we really need to work on managing this here. We need to confront what's happening and come up with some alternate plans on how we're all going to engage with her. Sometimes there's a way to make a dent in it. But in this case, it was too easy to just basically throw Adam out. Yeah. And there was always some odd dynamics in the whole family. And I think that was a contributing factor.
Without a doubt. And that's assuming you have a family that does care about you.
Exactly.
This actually, they did have somewhat of an intact family that all did communicate to a certain extent. And with what you're describing, almost like an intervention where everybody gets on the same page together for the greater good of the one person who seems to be having some issues. If that whole group can't agree or get together or recognize the problem within it, then yeah, it turns into an even bigger problem. But what about those who don't have it? So many of these people are searching for something because that doesn't exist to begin with. There isn't right. that base. So they're trying to find something. And they think what they found, Lori thought what she found in this bizarre religious belief was happiness. It was a way out of her previous life that was marriage after marriage and sorrow and heartache and all this and all that. questionable deaths in between. But she seemed to find something here, and religion being, or this version of religion being, the way out. And quite often when individuals are trying to find something, trying to get out of something, we do see religion come into play as being the savior, if you will, no pun intended. But something, if it's done in a healthy way, not to an extreme, it seems to, in many ways, it can get people out of bad situations or change their ways of thinking. But this is where that went too far and really didn't, really truly wasn't religion at some point.
Yeah, the key that I always look at with people and their spiritual beliefs, no matter which religious faith they're following, is it healthy? Is it pro-social? Is it helping people discover the best parts of themselves? Is it helping people connect in positive, loving ways with the community? The red flag is, has it become persecutory? Is it focused on the devil? Is it focused on demons? Is it focused about everybody's out to get us? In which case, it feeds fear, it feeds anger, and it feeds the worst of human impulses. And that's always a red flag that this is something moving in a very dangerous direction.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.